Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this show. The brothers claim to have a direct connection to a place they call the Dreaming, which they draw upon for ancient wisdom. We know not what this Dreaming is which they speak of. No responsibility will be taken by aforementioned brothers for harm incurred as a result of taking the advice contained wherein. Nonetheless, welcome to country.
Hello and welcome back to Bro Originals. I am your largest brother, Travis, post-apocalyptic DeVries.
Oh, alright. I guess I don't want to say the smallest brother. I'm your slim size brother. Yeah.
Fun size.
I'm like a fun size Mars bar, but I taste good.
You have a name, I believe.
Mars bars don't. Texas DeVries, here to please some people.
Specifically who? Come with me. Specifically,
me. I'm only here to please myself.
I mean, aren't we all at the end of the day, especially at these dark times, aren't we? Isn't that all?
This is when we all need to stick together.
No. Because we're not allowed to stick together, and it is all about self pleasure when you're by yourself.
Oh,
you know we've been. It's been
like where he took that. Dirty bastard.
It's been suggested today that no more casual hookups. Please, maybe...
The masturbation is up by 25%.
But just think, it's only today that we're getting the recommendation to stop with the casual hookups.
only today. Well, late.
I would have thought, 20 years ago, we'd be suggesting to stop with the casual hookups.
Yeah, I learned that when I was in year 9 sex education. No casual hookups allowed.
By the way, they were also our year whatever 9 sexual education. They were really against pornography. Did they do a thing on pornography with you?
I think that was gone by the next year.
Cuz they were soups against it.
I'm only 1 year behind you. I'm like, nah. And now our school nurse was kind of cool.
Terrible. Yeah, our school nurse was like, look, pornography is it's bad and it's dangerous and it's like, look, we know that some people really enjoy it, but it's unhealthy. And
it's bad, it's dangerous, it's got a gun.
Yeah. Oh, I was my like, God. What is
pornography's coming at me?
Yeah. What did pornography do to you? Pornography killed my father. What if pornography did kill I couldn't remember her name, but I'm gonna call her Nurse Joy. Nurse Joy's dad. But Pornhub is doing free subscriptions for all the people who are in lockdown in Italy. So that's pretty good thing. So we probably will be getting that soon.
I didn't know you had to subscribe. I thought Pornhub was just free. I don't want to
go into how much I know about the workings of the pornography hubology. Look, it's not important. Anyway, they're doing a good thing for the community.
Did you see, actually, yes. Disney 2 did a slightly similar thing where they were like, we're going to chuck Frozen 2 up early on Disney Plus. It's there.
Yeah, Jade has been harassing me, haranguing me to watch it, and I've so far...
Oh. Well, and how can you not? After Jelani's amazing review that you got in November, I think.
Well,
how
true.
Can you not want to watch it?
No, I'm keen to watch it, but it's Jade's birthday tomorrow. We're recording this late. We usually record on a Tuesday. It's Friday today. It's her birthday tomorrow. I want to watch it for her birthday. That seems like, you know, how you like...
Oh, because you can't go anywhere fun or anything.
Oh, totally. Like, I've had that problem where I'm like, well, we can't go anywhere and... I want to do something really nice to her. So for her, to not to her.
Yeah.
For her. Well, I might do some nice things to her as well, but I want to do something nice for her.
But that's neither here nor there.
Which is the nice thing I wanted to do for her was to cook like a really nice dinner at home, which we do all the time. But like, I wanted to make it special. And she loves my like homemade spaghetti.
I wanted to make it special.
She likes my homemade spaghetti.
Lemon myrtle.
Everyone's bought all the fucking pasta. Like, I can't even make spaghetti. We have one packet of super cheap spaghetti from the before time. So I'm able to make spaghetti, but it's not going to be the same. Like, I also could not get beef mince or pork mince or any mince. So what I've had to do is go, all right, I'm going to make braised beef ribs spaghetti. So I'm going to braise them, start cooking it tomorrow morning. So it's going to be like the most...
Sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
It sounds like you may as well just shave some truffle on top and just be like, well, like if we're doing expensive
Don't
pasta.
You fucking try me. I will be shaving truffle on top. Truffle parmesan. Oh, anyway.
Send a pig out into a forest. As soon as he finds that truffle, tackle him. Don't let him eat it.
So obviously, this recording is coming out during the now time, the post before time. We're all
the day of the truffles.
Yeah. We're all in kind of a bit of a state of anxiety. We're not in a state of emergency yet. We're all like, is everyone, if you're not doing okay, like I'm happy for you to just reach out to us and have a chat. Cause like, I just want to offer that here. Like one of the things we want to do with this show is just be a part of having more positivity in the world. And so like, if we can help in any way, like let us know, reach out. And like, don't do the things that some people are doing, which is like giving in to fear and attacking other people and being racist. Just stop it.
Yeah, just stop it.
Just stop hoarding.
Oh, wave on that finger in the air.
It's un-Australian.
Stop it.
Just be nice.
Just be nice. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Well, be like me. My lifestyle has not changed at all. It's because you do nothing.
Nothing, fa-la-la. Hey, anyway, look, we're going to be changing the show up a little bit over the next few weeks just to in response. And we're going to be doing a few cool things. We are launching our platform. I was planning to launch this podcast and digital content network platform in a month or so. But due to COVID-19, I've decided to like ramp up production on it, and we'll be launching very soon. And so it's a content platform for other First Nations creators who are working or interested in working in the digital online space and want to make something. We'll have a platform for you where we can accept money and funnel it through to you, so we can all kind of keep supporting each other. And we can also be bringing really good content to those people who are in quarantine or in lockdown and who want to continue getting First Nations content. Anyway, should we do the show? Should we do the show?
What?
Hello, Fred. Hello.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Friends. Hello.
This one's pertinent. Also, before we do the show... We were supposed to do our live show today, and it's cancelled. And so,
yeah, I was fully about to be like, elephant in the room, get out talk about the fact that our show got cancelled.
We'll talk about that more later. Anyway, I was at Coles during the craziness recently. Oh, that's a good name for it, the craziness.
Oh, capital C, that thing, craziness.
I was good ways being nice as. I was browsing nice as, bro. I was browsing in the milk aisle about to pick some up, and a white middle-aged guy in a suit barged past me, stood in front of me, and grabbed 1 liter milk. There was plenty of milk. He then pushed me out of the way to move back down the aisle. What do I do in this situation? I still got my milk, but what the heck? And that's from Milk Money, Milk Problems. Well, yeah.
Milk Money. Do you remember that 90s movie? Anyway.
Yeah, I do. I would be just like totally confused by this social situation. I would be like standing there. I would be very much what the heck, exactly like this person here. But I would also probably start coughing. I know we said earlier
just
to not
chuck a fake sneeze.
Yeah, yeah. Just to sneeze. Ha ha Pikachu.
I was like sneeze. Oh, what?
No, look, I wouldn't do that, but I would think about doing it. I'd probably start like really just having a coughing fit, but more like, I'm not really one for confrontation. Obviously this guy is with the suit guy. You could trip him. Why is he only getting one? Like, why is he so keen to get his 1 liter of milk?
I'm still focused on this 1 liter milk. I haven't bought a 1 liter milk in like
what
10
a,
years
what
or something.
What an un-Australian person.
What is a 1 liter milk? Get the fuck out of here with your 1 liter fucking milk. It's no good.
You're
no
good. You're no good, milk.
Yeah, milk, get the fuck out of here.
You're just like your father. Okay, I would. All right. I would grab your milk and follow this person around and say, would like just be as nice.
Just aggressively grab anything.
Aggressively be real nice to them and be like, can I get you? Excuse me, sir. Can I get you anything? Would you like some Cheezos with your Doritos cheesy blasters? Would you like some Doritos to go with that? Can I help
and
you,
then
sir?
When they say yes, you bring back spicy ones.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
oh, gotcha.
And then you're like, oh, look, I've got a packet of toilet paper. Would you like mine? You seem to need it more. If you've got, look, I don't know about your relationship with milk, sir, but when I drink milk, I do require extra sheets. So I'm assuming, sir, I do hate to assume, but in this situation, I'm down. Would you like some extra sheets to go with your milk purchase?
I had to give away some toilet paper yesterday.
Oh yeah,
friend. I had a friend in need. I had to give him a couple of rolls. I'm still really proud of that. It's like throwing money into the street, giving away toilet paper in these trying times known as the craziness.
You know, you can just shower. Like, I mean, I'm not one for wasting water, but like,
does it do good things for your grey water? Like,
no, but like, what do you mean it doesn't do good things for your grey water?
I don't know, does it? That's what I'm like. Does it do good things for your grey water? Shitting in it?
Well, most people don't have, well, okay, I've had a message to say that we're not allowed to talk about pooping in showers anymore.
What?
From one of our people coming to the show.
I was just about to go on a big poopy tangent.
No, more brown tangents. Shall we do a Yahoo?
Oh my god, you can't say that on an Aboriginal based podcast.
I just fucking did. I just saw the opportunity and I took it.
I took it.
Yahoo?
And now we're all banned. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of thinking about
you're still in the craziness?
The amazing 90s movie of Milk Money. But we'll move on to a Yahoo.
You know what is a better... Okay. No. All right, let's jump into this Yahoo.
No, stop. I need to know if the plot of Milk Money is what I think it is in the back of my head, which is like, don't they get all that milk money so they can see some lady's boobs? That's the whole plot, right?
Look, I'm on milkmoneyplot.com. That's...
To Google that.
It's not .com, it's a .org. Right. They just want to get the information out there. Milk Money, the plot of Milk Money, three young boys pull their money and pay V, a kind-hearted prostitute, to strip for them. Afterwards, she drives them home.
I knew it!
Yeah, so the film...
Look, this came out in 94. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this since, like, 1994 or around that time.
All they want to do,
I still remember that scene,
is see a woman naked. And they're 11 years old. And she's like, yeah, go on.
It's got Malcolm McDowell in it and Ed Harris. What the fuck?
You assume I know who Ed Harris is.
Right. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, who's Malcolm McDowell? Like, you've been stealing water.
Yeah, I know.
Ed Harris? Who's Ed Harris? Like, the man in black in Westworld? I think my brain's working correctly there. Yeah, that sounds about right. The Man in Black in Westworld.
Can I just say that if you go on, instead of, I'm just going to jump in here. If I found Google Plot and then I went to Wikipedia, Wikipedia replaces, it's the same as Google Plot. It's the same words, except instead of prostitute, they've written hooker.
Whoa! You give the people 1 inch.
They find
allow
a hooker.
Them to self-edit and look what happens.
They find a hooker named V, played by Melanie Griffith, who is willing to show her breasts. However, when they're about to head home, they find their bikes have been stolen, they're broke and stuck in the city. Yep, and so the whole they come up with a scheme to get the hookers to give them money to get them home.
Ooh, they come up with a ruse.
Yeah. It's a caper. I'm watching it tonight. Let's jump into this Yahoo. Hey, Yahoo Answers user Semi asks, how do I tell my ex that I miss him and want him back without saying those specific words? Can you just say those specific, like, what? Okay, so more information. So back in December, me and my ex broke up because he missed his ex that he was with for 2 years straight. But we were only together for like 2 months and a half. Well, I didn't talk to him to earlier this month or late last month. Then last night, I was curious on a certain question and this was his reply. Well, I didn't lie. I really did miss my ex and I have a hard time trusting anyone. Plus, I can get pretty jealous. And you hung out with a lot of guys. I had a lot going on and I didn't make the right choices. I regret leaving you, but there's nothing I can do about it now. And I have been wanting to tell you sorry for doing that to you, but I didn't because I thought that would have be awkward for you. So that's the long sentence that the ex said. Now they're back into the question asker's conundrum. But I actually do miss him. He is a great guy, very faithful. He is still saving himself for a special someone. Whoa! But I don't know if I'm taking this message the wrong way or if I am. How do I tell him I miss him and want him back without saying those specific words? Could you? All right. I'm just spitballing here, which is basically this whole show. And could you stand outside of his house with the boombox and play
yes.
I Want You Back? From
what?
From the Jackson 5.
No, you play I Want You by The Offspring.
Why?
Because it's just
could you
more
make
emotion to
could
that
you
song.
Make a musical mashup of I Miss You by Blink-182, I Want You by The Offspring, and I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Record that on your cassette recorder, plop that into your boombox, and then
has anyone ever done that before? I want that.
I kind of do want that. I will be back to you later with that. You could try that. Although, if you do the whole, stand outside with a boombox in these times, you're, one, probably going to get a bit of a crowd going because people will be like, yeah, entertainment. I'm going to come and watch this. I'm going to come and watch this person.
Free music.
Free music. And, yeah, well.
Well, like right now. Like, you're talking about right now.
Yeah. If you did it right now.
Free music, a crowd, everything I've been waiting for.
Well, I'm just want to come and watch this person make fool of themselves. And that's how I like it, because that's how I get my sexual kinks, is by watching other people make fools of themselves for love. Which is when you think about it,
your
that is
no good.
That is most people who enjoy romantic comedies. That is what they're getting out of it, is watching someone else make a fool of themselves for love.
Oh my god. Is romantic embarrassed kink?
Pretty much. I think the rom-com is the embarrassed kink. And look, I don't know what to do with that information, but I think it's important. And I think it's an important thing that we've tapped into, that we've just found out about the world, that we've discovered.
I'm gonna have to watch a rom com later.
Maybe we can
see where it leads.
See where it leads. there's probably some way to make money out of this, but I'm not sure how. So maybe we should go Robux. Hello. Hey, so we're not doing a fake advertisement, real advertisement this time. All of our advertisements are real.
What? Yeah. It's like, what fake advertisements do you speak of?
Did you just say advertisement?
Did I?
Yes.
I don't think I did. But if I did, it's a thing now. It's called an advertisement. It's what you hear during a podcast when it's in your ears. And that's how you get it.
Nice. Mm. That is actually, we're going to be advertising. We are advertising. we're advertising for sponsors and advertisers at the moment. Because
and advertisers. I can't believe you just fucked that. We're advertising for advertisers. Jesus.
I just laughed because you did a swear. That is the only reason I started laughing.
I honestly don't remember swearing.
You just fucked that.
I did too. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck's a swear word. I always forget. Sorry. Worst advertisement ever.
So look, we're looking for sponsors and advertisers at the moment to help us support the show. And
I've been scouring the hills with my binoculars out.
Okay.
Just looking for advertisers.
Oh my god. can we ever get through anything that we do without, like, screwing each other over?
Without Texas just ruining it like an asshole. I'm sorry.
Because at the moment...
Anyway, back to the advertisements.
So what's happened at the moment is we were supposed to do our live show at QPAC. It was sold out. And along with that, we've kind of lost a few other gigs that we were supposed to have coming up that we hadn't announced yet. And me personally have... I've lost a few gigs and stuff's been postponed just because of the issues around COVID-19. And so we're looking for someone to come on and support not just this show. We're also expanding everything. As part of the new platform, Awesome Black, we'll be looking for people to sponsor everything. So what that will mean is you can get a mid-roll advertisement instead of Robux on this show and any of our other shows. Or you can just sponsor the show and we'll just talk about you for sponsoring it and just say a big thanks. Like there's a few options. There'll also be options with Awesome Black, just like we have with Bro Originals, to become a monthly member where for as little as $1 you can support all of the shows that are on the platform. And yeah, look, it's just a really nice thing that we can do as a community to kind of rally around some artists that are still making work. And a lot of what we're going to be doing is trying to go back into the community as well and make kind of a bit of positivity in the stressful world that we're in. But yeah, we had a dang good show planned for tonight and we don't get to do it.
I know, it's tonight. It was meant to be tonight. Oh my god. I just realized. I was like, oh, we're recording on the night we're meant to do it. Oh. Yeah, it was a great show. Just like whoever's listening now that was going to be at the show, just know that it was great.
Yeah, that's all you have to take away from all this. I think, like, along with that, we're going to be back. We'll be doing more stuff online. Tex and I are going to be streaming video games more often, and we'll be doing that through Awesome Black, so there'll be, like, a better platform to all hang out on and catch up with us. And, like, we've got Bourbon Legends starting up again. I've got Travis Racist's Everything going to start up very soon on the platform.
Wait, what?
That's my new everything? This Racist's Everything. So you've heard of the show Adam Ruins Everything? This is my version where Travis Racist's Everything, where I find a topic. You give me a topic each week and I have to find out how it's racist. It's a research show and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing interviews with people and mucking around. And those are all going to be on this new platform, Awesome Black. And we've got a couple of other things coming on that we can't announce yet. Just friends and other collaborators are making shows for us. And they're all going to be
up there. That's so. The other thing too. Like if you, listener, I'm talking to you. If you have an idea for a podcast and you, you know, you're Indigenous, that's, you know, I air quoted that, then you can get on Awesome Black. Are you awesome? It doesn't matter. We'll make you awesome. We'll make you Awesome Black.
Okay, that is not, let me just be clear, that is not the official tagline for Awesome Black, but what Texas says is true. If you're a podcaster, if you want to make a podcast, just reach out to
Texas
us.
Tried to say through his just ridiculous advertising voice, Awesome Black, we're awesome and black.
But it's not just podcasts is what I wanted to say. It's also gaming. If you want to run some gaming streaming, if you want to make video content, if you like kind of anything and everything at this point, pitch it to us and we'll see if we can get you up on there. And we can help build a community and an audience for the work. Hey, let's jump back into the show.
It's time for a deadly question. It's too deadly, and it's time for a deadly one. Here we go. Is it offensive to say? No, you ruined it.
No,
I
haven't.
So good that time.
It was good.
Is it offensive?
It was great.
Is it great?
You're doing really well.
You're offending me. I'm so offended right now. But is it offensive to say that an Aboriginal went walkabout? Yeah, because we don't talk about walkabout club.
Oh, that's a good one. Holy shit.
Yeah, it flowed real well.
That was
I didn't realize how well it flowed until I said it.
Yeah, like a river, baby. Like a river after the rain.
Oh, yeah, I was like the Murray, except most of the time.
Except after it's been pumped the fuck out. Is it offensive to say Aboriginal went walkabout? I mean, really? Like, if you have to ask, then probably yes.
Have you even been walkabout?
Oh, my God.
You don't know. Maybe you're just streets behind, because if you've been walkabout, you're streets ahead, mate.
Get in, loser. We're going walkabout. Yeah!
Oh my God!
I'm gonna just roll
redoing
up.
Redoing the meme.
I'm gonna just roll up on fools from now. And like, hey, get in, loser. We're gonna walk about.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It's gonna be like Wiz Khalifa, just rolling up.
No, it's not. It's gonna be more like Kid Cudi and his cool lyrics. I don't know any of his songs.
He has a roll up song.
Yeah.
It's about that shorty roll up.
Yeah. It's about...
That's the Wiz Khalifa one, isn't it?
No, it's Kick Push, and it's by Little John and the East Side Boys.
No, it's not.
It could be.
It could be. It is now. New song coming out this week, Kick Push.
By Little John and the East
Side. Kick! Yeah! Now push! What?
Look, I am a Mr. Rager, and I will walk about if I want to walk about.
But I won't talk about walkabout.
Because when I feel the love, I have the prayer. Walkabout is a very spiritual thing for Aboriginal people. And I like you could say that like an Aboriginal person going walkabout is like an African person with the heart of a lion.
I mean, you could say, but we don't talk about walkabout.
We don't. We wouldn't talk about it on here because that, like, some Aboriginal people. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Because then I'd just have to walk you out.
You could say an Aboriginal person went walkabout, and you would. Yes, it's offensive to some people. But can you really worry about everything being offensive? Is there a point in society where there's more important things to worry about, like, you know, just our health and safety, and not whether, you know, some small subsection of society is offended by saying an Aboriginal went walkabout. It's probably better if you know the Aboriginal's name and you're like, Kevin went walkabout. That's fine.
No, that spoils the fun.
Don't be just like, yeah, Aboriginal went walkabout, because that's not cool. That's like...
Yeah.
Uncle
Mick's walking down the street. He's like, hey. Aboriginal went walkabout.
Yeah. Also, I think we know
the
enough.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Uncle Mick. You ain't even been fucking walkabout, son. Get the fuck out of here.
I think like that, you know, just like with anything, you don't just go around pointing at different people of different nationalities and races and saying their race, because that's weird.
I don't know. Wouldn't that just make everything easier?
White, just did white, that. White, white, white.
Well, it's PC gone mad.
It's very, very un-Australian. Stop it. Our show is just ruined.
I'm laughing too hard.
Scott Morrison, you fucking ruined our show, you prick.
Hashtag stop it.
Question. A random person came to my house door, put down a cage with two baby chickens in it, then just turned around, went back to their car and left. Should I be finding this person, and how would I go about this, or should I just adopt these two chicks? And that's from Chickadee Conundrum on the coast. Now, are you okay?
Great. Oh, no,
I'm from our cousin.
Right, do this.
This happened.
Yeah, I saw this. I was talking about this last night.
They wrote it in.
Yeah. So, yes, this actually happened with our cousin. I've seen photo evidence of this. Yep. Like, they got to see the car, like, driving away, and he's just standing there on the front porch with this box of baby chickens. Like, what the fuck?
Two baby chickens. Now, not a box. In a bird cage.
I
want to
do that. I want to do that shit.
Well, no, because, like, people would be like, maybe they've got...
I have a lot of baby ducks and baby chickens. At the moment. So I'm like, I'm down. I'm down for this.
Could you do it with peacocks?
I like this tactic. Oh, my God. If you could do it with peacocks, there's 5 babies at the moment and, like, 10 other peacocks. Just a giant peacock. Like, so I'm going to need a big box or a big cage because I'm not putting the babies in. I'm putting, like, 2 males and a female. We're like, look, you're ready to start your brood.
You're okay, so, look, I don't think there is any way to find the person unless you, like, could you put it out on local Facebook groups or do up some missing wanted posters?
You put it out on the Facebook for chickens.
What is it?
It's called Twitter.
Oh, that was low-hanging fruit, and you just took it and picked the fruit, and now it's in your basket, and we're never coming back from that. That was a horrible thing that you just did.
Oh, but you enjoyed it, right?
Look, I'm still smiling. If you could see my face right now, you'd probably enjoy it.
Smiles with shades of disappointment.
Many, many shades of disappointment. Okay, so you probably...
Right, so you've tweeted.
So you've tweeted about the chickens. Hey, you or Facebooked them on... Oh, man, we can't come back from that. There's no possible way to come back from that. That is
I've broken him.
That is the furthest...
Just too funny. I'm not going back to jail.
You doubled down in it. And now... Okay, what if this person... Ooh. All right. What if this is like a Terminator situation where this person has come back in time and their like mission was to drop these chickens at your house so that you can save the world from
chain reaction.
What if the chickens have the what if the chickens have the cure?
The cure. Oh my god. The cure. I get it. Like that band, right?
Yeah, yeah, boys don't cry. Don't cry with the chickens, boys. Because no. If you could get a little bit, if you could get a little bit close to me right now, all jokes aside, I think that these chickens live with you now, and like you can't be going around. Also, stop it. Stop it, this person dropping chickens off at people's houses.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop it. It's un-Australian.
Look, the easy way to think about this is you've just got given 2, you know, meals for several months away.
You can't do that.
We're in quarantine. We're in isolation. What if it's gotten worse in those 3 months and those 2 chickens are a lifesaver, like an actual lifesaver because you're starving? And you need them chickens.
Could you start you could start... Some people collect Pokemon cards. Some people collect Warhammer. Some people collect, like, pins from Disneyland. You could start collecting 2 of every animal.
I thought you were going to say, like, just chickens and other birds, and I was like, yeah.
No.
And my mum's been playing that game for the last, like, 30 years. It's great.
Yeah, she's been
I wish she bought it on a fucking Game Boy, and she'd be over it by now. But no, no, she's doing that IRL shit, and it's still going. It's this ongoing game. It's like Skyrim for chickens.
Yeah, it's like our mother. It's called Twitter. It's like our mother got, like, she went and got 50 Tamagotchis and made them all fuck.
Oh, my God.
And now, like, she's overrun by chickens. You guys are going to be okay during the quarantine. You, like, you don't have to go out ever.
Oh, my God, no. I am. If this quarantine gets real, I'm going to eat a peacock. I just want everyone to know that. I'm putting it out there now.
I don't know if I want this
maybe
on
not,
the show.
Maybe not the place to put it out, but it's out there, and
it's
I'm going to do it.
It's now in the ether, and you...
Hey, the queen used to eat peacocks.
Did she?
I think so.
Which queen?
One of the queens. Supposedly royalty. I googled eating peacocks, all right? And supposedly royalty used to love it, so
but
they
which,
have to be.
There's more than one royalty. Like, was it, like...
Not in Australia, mate. In Australia, there's only one royalty.
And we, what do you mean?
What?
Which is the royalty in Australia?
Oh, no, no, because I was going to, like, you know, I was going to say it was clearly the Camilla Roy.
Oh, yeah,
Camilla
yeah,
Roy royalty. God's then I was like, oh, wait, no, because then I'm just leaving out, like, 500 other tribes. And I was like, ah, fuck them.
Well,
it is,
I
it's
mean,
the Camilla Roy. It's Camilla Roy royalty.
Yeah, yeah,
life,
we are by armies chosen people.
Yes.
Look, should we do a yarn? Heather Smythe? Wow, she's looking
Smythe.
Good. She's a Karen from Longback. Heather Smythe with level 2 Yahoo user with 603 Yahoo points, 68 answers, 29% best answers. She asks in pets, dogs. 9 years ago, so it's not... I mean, we can help. Heather asks, advanced dog tricks? Hello, I have a 9-month-old Chihuahua, half Sheltie. She loves life. Fuck yeah. And she's super smart. She probably doesn't now. This was 9 years ago. She probably doesn't love life.
Scott, we need to workshop a name before we go any further.
Oh, for the
what is a half Chihuahua, half Sheltie called?
A Sheltie.
What's a Sheltie? What's a Sheltie?
I don't know. A Shetland pony.
Shetland.
Yeah, it's a Shetland.
All right, no, cool. Oh, you ruined my brain for a second.
Chitley?
All right.
Anyway, a chitley. A chibit. It's
hey,
a chibit.
A chiwotley. All right.
Yeah, yeah. She's super smart. Some of the tricks I've taught her so far are sit pretty. What is sit pretty? Lay down.
It's where you sit, but you wink your eyes a little bit.
Oh, you batter your eyelids? Move.
Oh, yeah.
Flutter? Little flutter?
You're like, little flutter. Yeah, I don't know why I said wink when I'm
yeah, yeah.
fluttering at the microphone right now. with my one eye, just winking, wink fluttering.
Have you only got one eye? You're like Thor. I didn't realise. I thought you had both.
Fuck Thor. All right. No, Thor sucks. I watched a Dark World last night, and I hate Thor now.
Yeah, but Taika
Waititi. 2 hours
Waititi.
Of my life, I won't get back.
Get
yeah, he brought him
one.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
He did.
From the
we'll
brink.
Admit that.
Okay, so let's get back into this. So Chibit has been taught sit pretty with the fluttering eyes, lay down, which is just lying down, roll over, which is lying down
where
on your
Chibit
back,
come from?
Play dead, which is, again, lying down, take a blow. Whoa!
Whoa!
She has taught sniff, coke, take a blow. Head down. Okay, head down. That's, yeah. She
back
can,
up.
Head
that's
down,
the way
back
that
up.
We stand up.
Stand up, crawl and twirl, where she goes in a circle to the right, turn around, where she goes in a circle to the left, shake with either right or left paw, circle, where she makes a circle around me, walk, where she walks on her hind leg, and she's learning how to read.
Right. Is she?
Is she? Well, probably not. This was 9 years ago. If I was Chibit and I was Heather's dog, I probably would have pretended to learn to read and then just walked out onto the street.
All right, but, like, can we just address the fact that this dog is, like, an entertainment slave, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This dog is TiVo.
Perform! Perform, Sheltie!
Sheltie? I thought it was Chibit.
I heard you say Chibbit and I giggled about it. And I was like, where the fuck did you get Chibbit from? It's a fucking chihuahua cross with a Sheltie. Chibbit. Sheltie, baby.
Heather continues. Heather continues. I really want to teach her more tricks, but I don't know what else to teach her. I tried Googling it, but all the tricks are pretty much the same. So if maybe someone can tell me some cool new tricks I can teach her, or a website they know of, that would be great. And she's too short to turn off the light. Just as a fine, she's a small dog. Can't teach a small dog high tricks.
Oh.
Speaking of which, could you teach her how to, like, if she's already doing blow, could you teach her how to rip a bong?
Oh. How to inject the bongs into the ankles.
What? You don't need to. I mean, you don't need to, like, play. You don't need to be discriminatory against a chihuahua because chihuahua Sheltie because she's short.
Oh, I thought you were going to explain how to smoke marijuana then. I was like, oh, shit. He's doing it.
Dude, I don't know. It's been a while.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you injected it into your ankles there.
Yeah, definitely. So, look, some advanced dog tricks for this beautiful mixed breed dog.
Right.
Can you, yeah. What dog tricks do you teach yours? Get in a bucket.
What? Sit on the clothes. Sit on the clean clothes on the couch.
Why are the clean clothes on the couch, for one, Texas?
Hey, all right, yeah. I'll admit that. No, because that's where you do it when you're folding clothes. You want to do it in front of, you know, something entertaining so that you're not just getting... So what I'll do is
play... So it's not just dead time. So you,
yeah, it's not
so
too much dead time. Your... So I'll play, like, one game on the PlayStation.
So you
then I'll fold clothes.
So you bring out your dog attainment unit to do tricks for you while you're folding clothes, and then the dog attainment unit's like...
God. Alright, no, like, I wish I had a dog that could do all these tricks, but then I feel like I would have had to train them for a long time.
Yeah,
look, I've got a dog that can sit and shake and sit up pretty. He does the sit pretty.
He does the sit pretty, yeah. How do you teach pretty, though? Like, you can't just... You can't teach sit pretty. That has to be...
You can.
Like, no.
Because, so like, when you make your dog sit, and then you get a little bit of kibble or something, and you hold it up above them a bit, so they have to do that little rock backwards and sit up nice thing, then you blink at them real sexy, like,
and they're
going
to
blink
back.
You eat the kibble.
No, but,
you know, you eat the kibble and be like, right, see, I got it for blinking pretty. Now, you, I don't know why.
And then you eat the kibble?
Pretty blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you eat the kibble. Power move. Be like, you got to blink pretty to get... to get this kibble.
but look, what about ugly dogs? They can't sit pretty.
Oh, like
I mean,
big-headed things.
Look, I know that beauty
top heavy dogs.
Yeah. No, I know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But, like, damn, there is some ugly...
But if,
like,
you own a pug...
If you own a pug, then, like, you're never going to be able to teach sit pretty.
Yeah, because your dog's never going to be pretty.
Could you teach a dog, like... Could you? Yeah, well, there's that.
We just lost 80% of our listenership because they all have pugs.
Well, we've already lost 80% of our listenership over various opinions on cats. So it's fine. we're just hemorrhaging listeners at the moment. Look, if you could make your... Those are some cool tricks. What about hunt, get food for me, and attack that person? I mean,
so just train them like your cats. I get it.
Well, like, I just think tricks that are going to come in handy for life skills. Life skills.
Mm.
For look, welcome to my new puppy school, life skills for dogs, where we teach you all the things. You teach
that's
you.
It. That's what you could come up with.
That's what, yeah, that was, well, I mean, the name of the...
What about Doomsdog Preppers?
Doomsdog Preppers, that's pretty good.
Doomsdog Puppers.
Doomsdog Puppers, also, what about Doge...
What about
there.
You get the fuck out of here, Travis? That was no fucking good and it was too slow. Get the fuck out of here.
Doge Army.
That's still shit. Get the fuck out.
All right, I'll give you one more.
Not even doing a voice for this one anymore. Get the fuck out.
What about Fallout 4, Doggy's Day Out?
Oh, my God. Who hurt you? And why didn't it stick?
Hey, that's been our show today. Thank you so much for joining with us on this very auspicious occasion. When we're trapped inside and you're trapped inside, but we're loving it. We're having a great time.
And we all went on this like journey. We went on a podcast journey together. To
the
get pod to
experience.
The end. But I swear we were taking the long way round.
You may have thought that you, when you first listened to a Bro Originals, that we wouldn't be going out like this, but we are. You thought, oh, this is a podcast. No, this is pod racing. We're fucking racing you to the finish line. Yeah, anyway, look, thanks for listening. We're starting Awesome Black very soon. And yep, we hope you get involved and jump over to that. Because basically, Bro Originals will be going off the Travis DeVries website and onto the Awesome Black website, along with a number of other shows.
Because we're too awesome black for TravisDeVries.com.
Yep, we got to get... It's also awesomeblack.org, just so you know. It's not a .com. Cause we just
it's a .org.
It's going to be a .org.
Oh, it's one of those. So, like, you know, so, yeah, like, .org's up here, which you can't see, but, like, I'm doing it pretty high. And .com's down here, and that's a bit lower. .net's in between, because no one knows, why .net. The fuck you'd have a .net.
No. We got for originals .net, but I'd, like, never really liked it.
It's just a fucking link to fucking TravisDeVries.com.
Well, it will now be a link to awesomeblack.org. So,
yeah.
You know, there's that.
That's it. That's it. We're upgrading.
Follow
with
share
two
us.
D's for a double dose of this pimping business.
Hey, if you want to support Bro Originals, jump online. Currently at our membership site on TravisDeVries.com, but as of a couple of days from now, on Awesome Black, and you can become a member for as little as $1 a month. And there's different tiers, and you can support. Follow along with us on Facebook, Twitter.
Follow us along. Just follow the Originals Road.
Follow the Originals Road.
And hey, also, me, you can send your questions. Oh, get out. You can send your questions into our email at theBroOriginals@gmail.com. Follow us on the Instagram, the Facebook, and the Twitters. There, we do be on all of them. Anyway.
Can you do that final thing that we usually do over the final
I'll
deadly question?
It. I'll allow it. Final deadly question.
Big pause.
Pause for dramatic voice there. Why are Aboriginal people called Aboriginal?
I'm sorry, I didn't laugh. I was really getting into my next bit.
I'm sorry, I just died a little bit.
I'm Travis DeVries.
I'm Texas DeVries. We're Broriginals. Oh my fucking god. Get on point with the finish, Travis. Get on point. 3, 2, 1.
We're Broriginals.
Oh my god. No, you failed again.
Can we
we'll
do
be
it?
Black.
Can
you
we
stay
stop
right there. Get the fuck out of here, Travis.